In this practice, I'll be guiding you through our March breathwork and meditation session designed to support us in the practice of presence. Remaining present with the full experience of a moment that would normally cause us to react or mentally spiral is the key to becoming a safe space with others and accessing balance within. The techniques I'll be teaching you are ones you can use inconspicuously right in a client session or on a sales call, so you can stay grounded and open to what's coming up. Or you can layer them together to set yourself up for an inspired creative block or a longer coaching day. I hope you love them. Let's jump right in. Hey, this is Laura, and you're listening to Expand. Welcome back, love. Let's get into it. Okay. Let's just take a minute to land in the space. This month, we've been talking a lot about being with our experience through different angles, through different contexts on the podcast. This has also been a hot topic in our community in the Secret Garden. We've been talking a lot about this. Oh, Christine, you're blanky. I'm jealous. I almost ran and grabbed mine. It's cold in here. We've been talking a lot about being with our experience and what that really means with our clients, what that really means as a space holder, and how that translates into our life, into the way that we feel about how we're moving through the ebbs and flows of our personal life and in our business, the business life that we all live, right? As an entrepreneur, there are so many ups and downs that can cause turmoil to bubble up in our bodies. And I was sharing recently on Instagram, I think I need to do a podcast on it, but I was sharing how I really believe that the difference between a coach who sees success in not just the work that they're doing with their clients, but also in what they're creating, what they're building, what they're really wanting to leave behind in the world, comes down to their ability to be present with themselves throughout those ebbs and those flows. And when I say being present with yourself, what I really mean is being able to stay in an experience that our mind is wanting to detach from, is wanting us to run from. So when things aren't looking the way that we want, when things aren't going as smoothly as we would prefer, we tend to dissociate from those things through numbing, through busy work, through avoidance. I mean, there's lots of ways we do that. But when it comes to being present in our experience, there are so many little gifts that that offers us that I'm hoping that we can unlock together today. So our ritual is around bringing ourselves back from a place of feeling overactivated. Okay, so when we're moving through our life and there's things happening in our environment, whether it's with our clients or in our business or in our personal life, context is irrelevant here. And we start to get stimulated or overstimulated, and our body starts to tip over the threshold that we feel like we have the capacity to hold. That's when we start to lose presence with ourselves and shift into like a reactionary place up in our mind. Can you all think of a moment in the last week where you felt yourself kind of at that threshold and you started to lose presence with yourself? Maybe you started to react in a way that you normally wouldn't, or you started spiraling in your mind. Maybe we had like mental thoughts that felt all consuming, that were really just dragging us down into a negative place. This can look really different for everyone. A lot of numbing this week. Yes, numbing, scrolling on social media, avoidance. When we start to feel overwhelmed, that's a really wise way that our body protects us. Like, I don't want to look at that. I'm going to look over here. Our body unconsciously will orient towards something that's comforting or away from the thing that we're perceiving to be threatening, okay? So being present is more so, it's less so about feeling better, and it's more so about feeling more. And through the practice of feeling more, we can begin to feel safer inside of the experiences that our body is normally used to orienting away from, so that we can be with it differently, so that we can think more rationally, we can think creatively, we can express ourselves more fully, we can open up to receive the goodness of what's actually being offered to us in those moments, the wisdom there, the lesson there, right? We learn a lot that inside of hard moments, there's always a lesson. And, you know, when you're in a hard moment, that's the last thing you want to learn. Like, what's the lesson in this? You just want to say, screw you. I don't care in this moment. I just want to be comfortable. But that's a sign that we just don't have the capacity to be with what that's actually offering us. And so I'm going to bring a few new practices that I haven't explored with you before into today so that you can start to play with them in your own way, weave them together to offer you support in the moments that you're feeling activated, like you're tipping over that threshold and you're starting to lose presence with yourself, whether you're turning away or you're numbing in a really specific way, or you're becoming reactive with a client in session or out of session, perhaps, whatever that looks like for you. But in doing so, deepening your understanding of the rhythms of your own body and what your body is communicating to you and how to nurture yourself in a new way. Right? I think that in today's society, we are so addicted to seeking external change as a way of feeling good internally. This isn't a new concept, right? We all intellectually know that many of us do this. We all do this. None of us are immune. Oh, Lucille, the sun. It came out of nowhere. But I think that there's immense power in also in that being okay. Like, we get to chase beautiful things. We get to chase beautiful experiences, and we get to sit in stillness in whatever experience is being offered to us in this moment and be fully present in it, whether it feels comfortable or not. And it's just this daily recognition that I don't need my external circumstances to look different than they are in order for me to access what's available for me in it. Okay, so I would love for you to take a moment and understand that the way that your body interacts with the world around you is always happening through your five senses. Okay, that's how your body knows how to respond to what's going on. It's through what we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. It's through understanding that there is always information coming in at every moment of every day, whether we're awake, whether we're sleeping. We are not immune to absorbing what's going on in our world. And because of that, our nervous system is always responding according to what that input is and the interpretation of those inputs from our brain. So there's a part in our body called the vagus nerve. You guys have heard of this before. Yes. Have we ever done intentional work around activating the vagus nerve, working with the vagus nerve a little bit? Some of you have, and you don't know that you have because I've guided you through some of these practices. I've just never taught you this part of it. Some of you maybe haven't because you're new to my room, and that's perfectly okay. So your vagus nerve attaches from your brainstem and it travels all the way down your back and it branches into your heart. It branches into your lungs and it branches into your gut. So your vagus nerve is the literal connection point from brain to body and from body to brain. Okay, so when we intake information from our environment through the five senses, our body senses that and it communicates to our brain about what's happening. And then our brain creates interpretations around what that means and causes us to react in a really particular way, according to our lived experiences, what we've gone through in the past, what that means about us or for us based on what we know to be true about the world, right? And the same thing can be true from internal to external. So if we have a thought of, I'm not good enough, or this is never going to work, or I'm not going to be able to help this client, that thought can then have an impact on how we're sensationally experiencing that moment. So the vagus nerve is bidirectional. It works both ways, from the body up into the brain and from the brain down into the body. Vagus nerve is also the part of us that is responsible for the brake pedal in our body. So when we start to get activated, the vagus nerve is what allows us to come back down into a state of presence, of regulation, of being able to think rationally, engage socially, be receptive, be open, be creative. Okay, so the parasympathetic nervous system is such an important element of what allows us to stay in the moment, allows us to stay present. And the beautiful thing about this is we can train our vagus nerve to increase its capacity over time to transmit this information without us becoming overstimulated, overwhelmed, and tipping over that threshold. Okay, so we can increase what's called our vagal tone, the ability for us to remain in a place of regulation, even when external circumstances feel like they should be activating or have been activating in the past. Okay, so some of the exercises today, we're going to work from brain down to body through the stimulation of the vagus nerve. We're going to use some visualization for that. We're going to access thought that's going to connect us back to a part of ourselves that allows us to feel the most alive, the most like us, the most innate to who we truly are. And then we're also going to work body up into brain through the work of the breath, through techniques. We're going to bring humming into it, humming, singing, gurgling, oming. These sounds, they all stimulate the vagus nerve because the nerve actually connects to your vocal cords and to the back of your neck. So when we hum, when we sing, when we gurgle, we're actually stimulating the vagus nerve and we're increasing our vagal tone. So when I say that you've done this work with me in the past, we do a lot of humming in these sessions. We do a lot of weird noise making in these sessions. We're stimulating our vagus nerve. We're allowing ourselves to activate our parasympathetic nervous system so we can downregulate and come back to a place of presence. Okay. In my email to you, I had shared that some of these techniques we can actually use inconspicuously on sales calls and in live coaching sessions, and we can. I'm going to circle back at the very end and share with you how we can do that without the client wondering why we're gurgling on the phone with them. So I have some ideas for you to play with the next time that you're in a session and you feel yourself getting activated, or you're on a sales call and you catch yourself up in your head thinking this person's never going to buy, or oh my God, I just like totally screwed that up. This can help you come back down into a place of regulation, presence, and to be able to access that rational thought, to be able to move forward from a place of, I believe in myself. I've got this. I'm okay. I'm safe, even if the outcome of this isn't what I would prefer it to be. Okay. How does that feel? Good. I know I just threw a sent a lot of jargon your way. Is anybody confused at all about any of what I just explained? Does anybody have any questions about that before we get started? Okay. There's just one technique that I want to teach you before we jump in so that once we jump into the practice, we can just flow from one to the next really beautifully. Okay. So this breath is something that I have introduced previously. It's called the triactive breath. We've done it with quite a bit of intensity in the past, where we're actually really trying to activate our, it is our vagus nerve, but we're trying to activate the energy of bringing us more into aliveness or alertness. This way of doing it is a little bit less intense and a little bit more calming. So the triactive breath is two breaths in and one breath out. The first breath is going to come into the belly. The second breath is going to come up into the chest. And then the breath out is going to come out through the mouth. So we're going to inhale through the nose into the belly, then up into the chest, and then out through the mouth for a full exhale to the bottom. The inhale is going to be in two parts. So we want to think about breaking that inhale into two counts in through the belly, two counts in through the chest, and then a full four count out through the mouth. So, we're using the exhale to match the same size as both inhales together. Does that make sense? Don't get too up in your head about it. Just roughly lengthen that exhale a little bit more than you're intentionally bringing in that air on the inhale. So let's practice it together just a couple of times so you can get a feel for it. We're going to go slow and steady. So I like to put my hand on my belly and on my chest so that I can sensationally feel where that air is coming in. Feel free to join me, or if that doesn't feel good, that's also okay. So here we go for two counts in through the belly, in through the nose. In through the chest, in through the nose, out through the mouth for four, three, two, one. In for two to the belly, in for two through the nose, out for four, three, two, one. Into the belly for two, one. Into the chest for two, one. Out for the mouth, four, three, two, one. Continue on your own timing. I'm just going to speak to you as you're going. If your body's asking for more when we get to this part of the practice, you can increase the speed at which you're inhaling and exhaling. You can increase the power in which you're inhaling and exhaling. And if you're really wanting a deeper activation, you can also inhale through the mouth and exhale through the mouth. So I am going to invite you to play with intensity and listen to what your body is asking for at this stage, dialing it up or down depending on how deep you really want to go with that part of the practice. Okay. Keep in mind, as you increase in intensity, you may start to feel tingles in your body. You might start to notice temperature changes on your skin. Cramping is not unusual. Okay, so please be aware that if those things are happening, that is normal. If it feels uncomfortable or unsafe at any point, just back off the intensity. And if we want to take a pause entirely, open your eyes and reorient to the room, that is also encouraged. Okay, all right. So let me get some music going for us. I'm going to start in just a moment. Okay. 2 seconds, my love. Okay, is that coming through? Beautiful. Okay, wonderful. I have it quite quiet on my end. So if you'd like it a bit louder, feel free to turn that volume up on your end. Let's just take a moment to find our seat. Get comfortable, cover up with a blanket if you need. Let's anchor your sit bones down into the ground. This practice I designed to be done sitting, but if you feel like you need a little more support today, if you're feeling like you're just a little bit up in your head and you really want to ground into the earth, feel free to lay fully down onto the ground for this practice. Okay, that can also feel really supportive. I've also done this in child's pose with my forehead on the ground if I'm really feeling introverted and I need to make myself feel safe. That can be a beautiful option as well. I'm going to stay seated. Feel free to take whatever position feels best for you. And as you feel good too, I invite you to close your eyes down and just take a moment to find the spot on your forehead right in between your brow line. We're going to begin from the seat of awareness, pulling our attention to the five senses. The senses is how your body relates to the world around you, and yet we exist most of our life entirely unconscious of them. Let's begin with the sense of touch. Can you notice where your body is making contact with the earth? Notice how supported you are without having to do anything. Notice how you are held even without efforting or striving or gripping or reaching. You are supported. From your seat, begin to trace your body and notice all of the points in which you are making contact with yourself. The way your hands are resting on your knees or your fingers are gently touching each other. The way your arms are brushing up against your sides. How your hair feels on the back of your neck. The seams between your eyelids. The way your eyelashes brush up on your cheek or your lips gently come together. Can you become aware of any tingling or buzzing energy like a film on the surface of your skin? Can you locate a place on your body that feels warm? Maybe under your armpits or between your knees? Under your palms, or where your breath gently escapes your nose. Can you notice a place on your body that feels cooler? Maybe your fingertips or your toes. Maybe there's a crack where your tummy is showing and it's exposed to the cool air of the room, or the tip of your nose. Can you shift your attention to the sounds in your periphery, focusing first in the immediate vicinity of your space? Is there anything close by that's making sound? Maybe the humming of your laptop or the music playing through the speaker. And then very slowly allowing your awareness to ripple outward, searching for the furthest noise from you. Far off into the distance, can you hear a bird chirp or a car drive by? There's construction in your building, perhaps like there is in mine right now. Reach as far as you can. Let's bring our attention to what we can see. Even with your eyes closed, there isn't nothingness. There's something there. Is there light on your eyelids? Are there geometric shapes being formed? A pulsing of energy. Can you see images through your third eye? Is there something that's coming to light for you as you sit? Gently shift your focus onto what you can smell. Maybe you get a waft of perfume. Maybe someone's cooking breakfast in the next room, or there's a remnant of the candle you burned last night, or the incense you lit this morning. And finally, what do you taste? Your last sip of coffee, the toothpaste that you brushed your teeth with this morning, sweetness, a bitterness. Take a moment to really let your full sensory experience land. So much more than just the thoughts you're consumed with. You are this full experience in every moment. As you let these experiences all merge together as one, I invite you to direct that energy into what you would consider to be your core. The place within that feels the most centering for you uniquely. Take a moment and take notice of the height of the space that your body fills up. From the very tip of your head to the base of your seat, how much space do you take up vertically? Can you notice that height? Upon noticing, can you pull energy from the tip of your head and from the base of your seat into your core, illuminating it more? As if there's a light, a fire at your core that we're breathing energy into from all directions. Pulling down from above and up from below, focusing yourself at the very center of your being. And with that, can you also notice the width of your body, the width of the space you consume from left to right? Where are your edges? And can you pull energy in from either side into your core, into your center? Illuminating that light even more, breathing life into it even more. Like a spear driving straight through your core from front to back, can we imagine a beam of light defining the depth of your physical space? Intersecting those two points and illuminating your center. Even more intensity. Taking a moment to really appreciate the edges of your physical body. The space you hold, energy available for you at every moment. You're going to hum to amplify that light that we've created at your core and begin to activate that vagus nerve. The pitch, the intensity, the frequency of the sound that you make is irrelevant. Feel free to play with how strong you hum, how soft you hum. Feel free to sing or gargle if that feels better for you. Then inhale all the way to the top. We're going to hum on the exhale all together. Again, inhale all the way to the top. Exhaling with a hum. Again to the top. Exhaling with a hum. To the top. Exhale with a hum on your own timing. Let it out. Feel the vibrations in the back of your neck. Feel the opening between your ears. When you get to the bottom, inhale again, all the way to the top, and exhale with a hum. Two more. Feel the back of your body opening. Feel the front of your body vibrating down through your sternum and activating that ball of light at your core, growing it bigger, wafting its flames. One more inhale, one more hum on your own timing. Inhale. Let it out. When you get to the bottom, I invite you to place your hand over your heart and one over your center. Bring your attention back to your brow line and turn inwards. Take a moment to search for a moment that has happened either recently or sometime in the past where you felt like the most like yourself. Alive, free, open, connected. Maybe it was in a simple moment when you were laughing with your child, or maybe you were alone on a beach at sunset. Maybe you were hiking in a mountain or doing nothing in particular, just wandering around your city, getting lost for an hour or two. Notice the sensations coming through your body as you remember this moment. Do you feel a flutter in your chest or a warming in your belly? Do you feel an opening across your shoulders or a smile forming on your face? I encourage you to let those sensations take form and happen as they want to. Let your body remember. You mentally land in that moment and your body begins waking up to it, we're going to use that triact of breath to amplify that experience, to bring more of that sensation forward. All together, let's breathe in for two through the belly. Two through the chest, out for four through the mouth, into the belly,
into the chest, out through the mouth for four, three, two, one, into the belly, into the chest, out for four, three, two, one. Continue on your own. I'm going to be quiet and breathe along with you. I want you to focus on amplifying those sensations. Where do you feel lightness? Where do you feel love? Where do you feel joy? Where do you feel peace or calm? Breathe life into that part of you. Make it bigger, make it louder, make it brighter. In through the belly, in through the chest, out through the mouth. On your own timing, I'm just going to speak to you really gently for another minute or so. Our body responds to our thoughts. And if we aren't conscious around bringing a present moment to the thoughts that we choose, our body will respond to the unconscious thoughts of our programming. Taking a moment to orient towards a moment where you feel the most like your natural, innate, truest self. And breathing life into that part of you, into that sensory experience of you, trains your body to know what is available for you. That even in moments when you feel like you're not self, feel a lack of presence within, you feel agitated, disconnected, disoriented, overwhelmed, that this is always available for you to access. That it's not about escaping the negative, but it's about reminding ourselves that this is also there within us always. And toggling between the two experiences can increase our capacity to hold both and feel both with more intensity. Feeling more present in our life is such a gift, because with presence comes the innate ability to hold more joy, to hold more of the moments that make us come alive, to be available for more of those moments instead of existing in a numbed out, unconscious state of neither accessing the hard nor accessing the beautiful. The path out of numbness is through the body and through connecting the body to the mind in this intentional way. Let's go through one more cycle of breath, and then at the bottom of your exhale, drop your hands down to your knees and notice any sensations that have changed. Any new tingles that are present, or warming of the skin. how the mind has settled or what you're more aware of sensationally, experientially, emotionally. How has your resilience shifted in these moments? Do you feel more capable of being with a moment that isn't preferred and bringing compassion and patience to it instead of judgment and shame? Do you feel more available to hold someone else in a moment of dysregulation without losing yourself inside of their experience? Do you feel more connected to your innate ability to always come back to yourself? Let's take one more deep breath all the way to the top together. An inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's sigh it out all together. One more big inhale. And out with a sigh. And as you feel ready, I invite you to blink your eyes open and reorient to the room around you. And notice something you didn't notice before. Do the lights feel brighter? Is there a new leaf sprouting on the plant on your desk? There's something in your environment that was unconscious to you before that we can pay attention to and appreciate in a new way. You know, when it comes to being present, I think that it's so easy to attach a means to the end. So easy to attach, let me practice this so I can hold my clients better, so I can navigate stress better, so I can be creative, so I can be productive, so I can work on my relationship with my spouse, with my friends. But I think that the true gift of presence is just recognizing that I get to feel alive in the little moments. And I don't need big moments to justify to me that I'm allowed to feel happy or I'm allowed to feel joy. I get to access my aliveness through a moment that could have been insignificant. But just by bringing that present awareness to what you're moving through, you actually unlock a whole new world for yourself, where we stop chasing those external milestones and we start living every day from this place. I think that that's when so much of how we feel, not just as humans, but also in our entrepreneurial journey, can start to shift. When we're okay with how everything is happening, when it's happening, because every experience has something to offer us and we know how to access that. We're available to access that. Thank you so much for being here. Anybody have any questions for me? Or shares, how was that practice for you? Did anything come up that you'd like to share? Feel free to drop it in the chat or be with your own experience. That's perfectly okay. You're so welcome, Christine. I needed it too. I practiced this morning before once, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to do that again. That was good. I echo Christine. This is exactly what I needed. I'm so glad. Oh, before I forget,
I had shared that there are elements of this that we can bring into a live coaching moment or a live sales call when we're actually in front of someone, right? Something that I've done before that until I was preparing this, I had actually forgotten about was if I feel myself getting activated on a sales call or a coaching call, I'm losing myself, I'm getting wrapped up in someone else's experience, I'll mute myself and I'll just hum to myself. So they can't hear you, they can't see you, but you're humming and you're regulating yourself through activating your vagus nerve. That can be a really sneaky way of just taking 15 seconds to just like, okay, come back. And another beautiful way to do this is the practice of finding your center through your density. We went top to bottom, we went left to right, and we went front to back to really access where that core was for us. Practicing that outside of session can allow us to just focus on where is my center when we're in session. And even just having our hand on that place, if we've practiced it out of session, we start to build this implicit memory of what that sensationally feels like. So that when we're in session, we can come back to that place of regulation just by bringing our focus there. Okay, so that can be a really beautiful way to begin to regulate as well when we're in our live setting. Of course, it takes practice paired with that live experience. Sometimes if we haven't practiced it and we try to access our core, we can feel numb. We don't know where that is. We don't know what that feels like. And that can be unsettling. That can be triggering in and of itself if we have a complex of needing to always know or needing to always do things perfectly, that in itself can activate us. So I highly recommend that we practice that on our own so that we can utilize it in a moment where we need it. Lucille says, I resonate a lot with the means to an end and what you said earlier about not being certain when you feel joy. Me too, Lucille. That joy piece, that is a very new journey for me. I was sharing earlier that for everybody who wasn't in the Bloom Room this morning in the Secret Garden, I was sharing that I've been stripping away a lot of what I used to artificially create joy through, success, achievement, producing, creation, validation. My whole entrepreneurial life for the last over a decade was that, chasing that. And the last couple of years has been this monotonous stripping away of that. And now I'm in a place where there's this hole of, okay, in the absence of creating joy and happiness through achievement, how do I create joy and happiness now? And it's a beautiful journey of relearning what that is for me, and also very activating, very triggering, very unsettling, very like, I have no idea really who I'm becoming next. And I think that that's actually the most beautiful part. It's like, for so long, I knew exactly who I was. I knew exactly what I needed to do to get the thing that I knew would give me that hit of joy. But now in the absence of that, I don't know. So now I get to figure it out, and it might get to be different every day. And I think that that can be amazing if we change our relationship to it. Joy is your morning Americano. Actually, it's so funny you say that because I literally wrote on a list. I was like, homework from my therapist, like exploring it. And that was one of them. Like, yeah, just taking time to experience it. And I think that that's the difference. Instead of just like chugging it down while I'm hitting my first email, like, no, like, take 5 minutes and really taste it. Really have that experience. Lucille says, when you said to think of a time when you truly felt like yourself, it took me a long time to think of something so normal, so normal. And when I finally found something, it was from months ago. Yeah, you know, I'm getting a little emotional because I relate deeply to that. And what I've been practicing recently that I would invite you to play with is just in your day-to-day, noticing moments where you feel light or open or where there's joy available for you, but you naturally orient away from it. We spoke about earlier how we naturally orient away from pain, And sometimes we can naturally orient away from the things that could make us happy or could bring us joy because there's a fear there of, if I let myself, it could get taken away. So let me just orient away from that before that can happen, because then at least I'm in control of it. And I know that has been my pattern for a long time. So even like on my daily walks down by the water, sometimes I notice myself just go, 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 get it done so that I can get back and get back to work, when really there's so much joy available for me in that moment if I just slowed down for a second and saw it and let it be joyful, let it be happy. You know, I think that there's so much that we have available for us every day that we just bypass because it's not big enough, or it doesn't count, or I don't have time. And if we just start bringing more presence into our day-to-day life, I think you'll begin to notice those little moments mean a lot more than our mind makes them mean. Upstate New York. Oh, amazing. I don't have any students from New York yet. Beautiful. Sounds cold. Yeah, it's cold. It's cold here too. We got snow this week. Okay, my loves. Do we feel complete? Do we feel present? Okay, amazing. This will be up on the podcast, and so you can re-listen to it as you need. But I would invite you to maybe do this again once more today while it's top of mind, so that you can practice those techniques and feel for yourself. Take your time with the ones that really nourish you, and maybe skip the ones that didn't connect with you so much. And if you have any questions or you need any support, you can always, always get me. Okay, laura@laurapobrin.com is my direct email. So feel free to reach out at any point, and I'll be there to hold space for you. I love you so much. Thank you for taking the time. We'll see you soon. Bye. If you haven't joined the Expand Fam yet, I linked it up in the show notes for you. This is a totally free space I created for fans of the show, where we come together a couple of times a month so I can guide you through new monthly somatic practices and offer my support in intimate hot seat style sessions, kind of like the one you just listened to. Click the link to save these sessions to your calendar, and we'll see you at the next one.